Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, March 30th here. It's the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Justin Nimmergood, who will be joined shortly by my co-host, Bruce Cameron, who's just trying to get out of some weather pattern delays in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But we're excited about today. We have a wonderful show planned for you. One that we're obviously, you know, hot off the press, going to be discussing coronavirus, as I'm sure many of you have been dealing with in your own respective states, cities, local towns. We'll be discussing coronavirus, and also we'll specifically be getting into the impact of business continuity planning, strategy, and execution plans respective to global crises. And some of the ancillary items that hang off of that, right? You know, I'm sure all of us in the last month or so have been impacted. We've had either been directly or indirectly impacted, or have had loved ones impacted by this absolutely just, you know, gut-wrenching pandemic that is going on in our world right now. And you know, it really, for me, you know, I'll speak, you know, just candidly and from the heart, it's been a very difficult time, you know, to be completely vulnerable with our listeners out there. You know, leading into this situation, I was already dealing with some of my own personal struggles, and then this just seemed to exacerbate it. But, you know, life has to go on. Life must go on. The show must go on. You know, life must go on. And you know, it's times like this that we're really tested, not only as human beings, if you're a believer, as a believer, as a business professional or leader, as a business professional or leader. This is really the time that the cream rises to the top. You know, as one of my mentors, you know, Tony Robbins would say, this would be classified, even though we're not technically in winter. I think a lot of seasoned business professionals would say this kind of feels like winter, right? Winter meaning everyone's apprehensive around their spending habits. Obviously, there's a lot of constriction going on in the economy right now. And this is a time where people that have been saving judiciously, who are sharp business people, are just going to make a freaking killing right now, right? And so what we hope to share with you today, just through some of our conversational discussion, is maybe a couple helpful tips and tricks around your business. Whether you're a traditional brick and mortar retail establishment that has all but been shut down by this pandemic, or you're an online operation, you're an educational online, you know, educational institution providing some sort of educational services. And maybe these could be as simple as something that you provide via social media, right? Out to your following. You know, business continuity is going to be key right now, because everyone and anyone that has anything to do with business is making income or was making income has been impacted by this pandemic. Bruce, I don't know if I think you just hopped on. Are you back now?
I am back. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. So I know for you, right, you know, we operate similarly and we have similar businesses, although different lines of business, I would say, right? And we serve different markets by and large. You know, I really wanted to focus today's discussion, you know, which I think is timely, around, you know, guidance we can provide, you know, call it mentorship, and guidance and tips perhaps to our brethren, our subscribers and our listeners out there that are most certainly impacted with the pandemic. You know, I hate to make this an ongoing conversation, but the reality is it is. And until we get on the other side of it, this is not only the most timely conversation to have, it's also the most impactful one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been having to be nimble in my business practices as a consultant, switching from direct, you know, one-on-one sessions to more Zoom and video conferencing and those types of platforms. I actually, you'd be proud of me, now I take Venmo. I know. I wasn't taking Venmo before COVID, but now I am a proud Venmo man. I got this app called Robinhood. Today I bought some Ford stock, Ford Motor Company, $5.13 per share. American Airlines is down to $11 to $12 per share. You know, Cheesecake Factory, which is, you know, was a high stock down to like 10. So I'm trying to do some things to maximize, you know, not only just being a business guy and going from real to virtual to more virtual payment, but then also looking at the economy from like 10,000 feet, like, okay, what's going to be bailed out? You know, what's going to, you know,
right.
So there's, so as a small business guy, I'm not only looking at my own business, but looking at the economy around me. And luckily I was one of those guys that had a savings, you know, had this kind of rainy day winter savings account, and able to apply some of these funds towards stocks and other things that are going to bear fruit here in the next year. So, yeah,
I love that you mentioned Robinhood. Welcome to the game, by the way, in the Robinhood world. I actually just bought into that. That was a couple weeks ago. So this past month, you know, I talked a little bit about it on my first episode back in Texas, you know, or in my return to Texas. You know, this last, let's call it month, 6 weeks that I've been back in Texas, I have just been absolutely balls to the walls, guns a-blazing, making radical transformations personally, professionally, spiritually, all over the place. I mean, I haven't changed who I am. I say I am polishing every inch of who I am to, you know, anything that has a little bit of scum or dirt around it. Okay, let's get that off, right? And just really becoming more of your best self. And I would encourage any of our listeners out there, especially right now, is the absolute perfect time to do this. You know, ask yourself this. When is the last time that businesses were literally shut down all around us that prevented us from really conducting business or having a normal life? You know, think about, you know, even everything from eating out to the gym to you name it, you know, just being absolutely, absolutely, you know, on point about that, and really focusing in on how you're able to maximize your self-worth, your value in the market, your credibility, and ultimately becoming, you know, again, your true best self, right? This is the perfect time to do it. I mean, I've never thought, you know, in my life anyway, and I think a lot of analysts and industry experts, you know, say this could almost go back to like the 19, you know, the roaring 20s, right? As far as from an economic perspective, you know, where it matches up most closely. So it's the time to invest in personal development. It's the time, if you've never had an investment portfolio, i.e. like in a Robin Hood, which is, by the way, for you listeners out there, if you're not into, you know, the stock market, that's fine. Right, you don't have to be an avid trader. Robinhood, like Bruce was talking about, is actually a great platform. It's an app that you can download
for free on most phones. I know for certain on the Apple App Store. And they actually, you know, I think with as little as a $50 investment, you can get an account open, and it's free trades. So there's no trading fee. You can basically, I say it's like, you know, getting your stock or your investment portfolio started on training wheels, right? But that it actually allows you the capability to grow and to earn more and to learn more. And, you know, eventually you can take the training wheels off even on their platform. So things like Robinhood are great. There's another platform I'll tip you off on if you're not already on it, Bruce, and also for our listeners. And this one has not to do with stocks and bonds and commodities and whatnot, but this one has to do with real estate units, okay? And this one's called Fundrise. Fundrise. So Fundrise is basically, and on this one, it takes a $500 minimum investment to get your portfolio started. But with as little as $500, you can be investing in a portfolio of properties. They could be mixed use. They could be condominium units, but they're, you know, typically multifamily unit type properties, either residential or commercial. And
can you spell it real quick? Fundrise.
Yeah, Fundrise. And again, that's another application you can download from Apple App Store or whatever the Google Play Store is. I'm sure has their own version of it. And that one is phenomenal too. So I got into both Fundrise and Robinhood within the last month, you know, since I've been on this massive transformation, because really these are the habits that I probably should have started years ago that I didn't. But in a global crisis like this, you're given extra time to reflect on these things. And I'm just like, you know what? What better time than now? Why am I waiting? By the way, because of the economic situation that, you know, we're dealing with, it's actually a great time to invest irregardless, right? Because a lot of expert analysts say this is, you know, sort of going to be kind of the trough that we're going to see. You know, it might go down a little bit more, but more than likely, you know, if you look at your portfolio 2 to 5 years from now, you're going to look back and say, oh, wow, I invested at a good time, because a lot of the damage has theoretically been done by the initial reports of the coronavirus pandemic. So those are just a couple things, you know, to mention to our listeners out there. You know, I mean, those are financial investments, right, that you can certainly take a look at. These are things, folks, by the way, these are investments. These are ways to make money from your, you know, literally from, if you're a guy or a girl, you know, from your boxers or from your robe from home, you know, this is a great way to make some money without having to be relying on an employer. Because, you know, if you're like Bruce or I and you're self-employed at the moment, you know, it's tough pickings, you know, it's slim pickings out there, right? I mean, a lot of, you know, I can't speak for your clients, Bruce, or your prospects, but a lot of my clients and prospects have, you know, all but dried up, you know, because there's a lot of fear and apprehension in the market. So everyone is, all the 1099s out there, all the self-employed entrepreneurs out there having to get super scrappy and super creative with how they make money. So these are two really great ways to do so. So hopefully you took note of those, Bruce. Well, I know you're on Robinhood, but Fundrise is great too. And you'll like that. You can actually swivel between, you know, your portfolio type from if you want it to be dividend payout or otherwise, there's like 3 or 4 different payout types. But it's great. And if you think about real estate, you know, is there really a better investment on the planet than real estate? Probably not. And there's probably not a safer one either. You know, albeit, knock on wood, any, you know, real estate, you know, downturns like we had obviously in 2007, which clearly was created by a bunch of greedy, you know, greedy people on Wall Street, among others. But outside of something like that happening, real estate's about as safe, other than, you know, a traditional bond and whatnot, about as safe of an investment as you can put in terms of your money and making your money work for you. So that's another great one to look at as well. I think, you know, for the fundraise, you need to be looking at a minimum of a 6-month hold period, though. So, you know, don't plan on trying to day trade on fundraise. That's not really what it's designed for. Robinhood, you can do more of the day trading, though, and actually make money on the daily. So those are a couple platforms, though. You know, again, listeners out there, you know, we're going to certainly touch on how that relates to business continuity planning. But I wanted to make sure that our listeners, especially the ones that are entrepreneurs out there that are hurting right now, and I'm sure there's a ton of them, that you just have to get creative. I mean, I'll tell you right now, straight up, Bruce, and for our listeners, I have a, I call it an estate sale. It's an ex-wife estate sale going on right now, back in California, with pretty much everything that had to do with a past ex-wife, you know, clothing and otherwise, I'm selling. And again, for you listeners out there, you know, especially if you had a bad ex-wife or ex-husband or something like that, ask yourself, you know, why are you holding on to that stuff right now? You know, perhaps it's time to sell that. While people are probably not going to give you top dollar for it right now, people are buying. I can tell you right now, you know, I put together a massive spreadsheet of everything, you know, that I'm selling, and I've ticked off quite a few of the items so far. So that's been a nice extra source of income for me also during this time. Bruce, I know I mentioned a couple things here, but before we get into sort of the business continuity and planning stuff, are there any, I mean, unique things that you're personally doing outside of, you know, investing in like a Robinhood right now that you're doing to supplement your income right now during this tough time?
Well, let's see. No, nothing else. You know, I mean, obviously I could take a forklift certification online and do some warehouse work there in the Irving Chappelle area. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still able bodied and can make, and they're those warehouse jobs are saying we are hiring despite COVID concerns. All you have to do is have a pulse and not be running a fever and you're good to go for 20 an hour. So, I was on Craigslist today looking at the backup to the backup to the backup type of thing. You know, 20 grand a year is 40,000 a year. So, you know, so that, excuse me, $20 an hour full time is about 40 grand a year, annually. But no, nothing, you know, nothing else. I had to just kind of, you know, go from multiple runs to Starbucks to single run to Starbucks and not be as gluttonous on portions and whatnot. And, you know, what else?
Do you have plenty of TP? Do you have plenty of TPs?
I have a toilet plate paper plug here in South Lake that alerts me when Tom Thumb, when it drops, so to speak, when they have a drop at Tom Thumb. And so I've been very blessed with toilet paper. So but not to take for granted, you know what I mean? So I was kind of taking the toilet paper crisis for granted in the beginning, but then, like, you know, another day would pass, like, oh my goodness, so better get on it. Really, just there's a guy named Michael Port, Book Yourself Solid, which is another methodology. And so what I've done is I've looked at my appointment book, and I've really kind of got to look at every client that I see, and really kind of thinking, okay, what, you know, and try to back them off to every other week, try to move them to an electronic platform. Maybe run a COVID-19 discount.
Joking.
I've been offering a COVID-19 discount where I'll take $10, $15, $20 off the hour of service, just to kind of keep the money going, you know? Nothing to really supplement my income, only just to kind of, you know, slap myself and say, okay, what am I doing? What am I spending? Where am I driving? What am I eating? You know, look at my book and those things. So, And luckily, I have a mental health license, so mental health is still considered essential. I have travel papers I can give many of my clients to give to the Gestapo if they get pulled over, saying that they saw me. And, yeah, so I am still considered essential, so I can drive around and whatnot, but and see clients and stuff like that. And I've had a few suicidal clients, you know, even very recently. So that so I've had to
only a few
with me, yeah, that were. Or I was called in on a crisis situation or something like that. Mm-hmm. That was.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I in jest said a few because only a few, because I would imagine there's quite a few people are at the brink right now. And actually on that note, you reminded me, or you didn't remind me, but I kind of reminded myself through this discussion. There was a couple other things I wanted to share with our listeners. You know, again, it's part of being creative. Get resourceful, okay? Get resourceful for people. There are all kinds of grants and subsidies and all that out there. You just have to know where to look for them. Obviously, Google is a great place to start. But there's two of them right now that I want to mention. And if you've heard of them, I apologize. It's redundant information. But you may have not heard of them, so I wanted to at least mention them on our podcast today. The first is the $1,200, you know, subsidy or whatever you want to call it, that's going to be paid by the federal government, you know, to basically everyone, right?
Not and, so and fast. It's based on your tax return from last year.
Based
so
on your, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, based on I'm your tax returns shit. And status and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, point being, there's $1,200 of free cash, of free money out there, if you qualify according to the Fed's, you know, criteria. That's available for you. Now, the other one that I found out about more recently, which could be really, you know, game changing for many of you out there. At least keep the lights on another couple months. This is through the Small Business Administration, SBA. And what it is it's a disaster recovery loan, and it's considered a forgivable loan. And as a forgivable loan, it actually it's free cash, it's free money, and it's up to $10,000. So they're now actually just as of I believe this morning opened applications for that. I already applied myself this morning because, you know, what the heck, why not, right? But they're only accepting a certain number of applications because they have a certain amount of money allocated for this initiative. But if you're a small business owner, you're a sole proprietor, you're a small business of any kind, I would highly encourage you to apply for that as well. It does have to be used for business related expenses. So all you party goers, you can't use it on alcohol and drugs. You shouldn't be anyway, by the way. You shouldn't be doing any of that right now anyway, by the way, especially in a time of crisis. I would be saving every dollar you make. But it has to be used for things like, you know, rents and leases related to your business, business related expenses, pay out to your employees, et cetera, right? So that's the criteria they have there, but it's $10,000. And I know, you know, in most states, I mean, California and New York and a couple others are a little bit more expensive, but even there, you know, that's probably enough to keep the lights on for a couple more months for some of these businesses. And by the way, if approved, they're going to pay, because I filled it out. It's a real quick application. It's less than 15 minutes to fill it out. They ask for your bank routing and checking account number, you know, as part of the last part of the process. And if you're approved, they claim they're going to make a direct deposit within 7 days, 7 business days. So it's a pretty fast turnaround. Now, how long it takes them to review your application and all that's like another thing. But it's a pretty fast turnaround if they approve you on the payment. So again, that's another great avenue for you right now as you're dealing with this global crisis. Yeah, I think that's kind of all the ones I had that were big and top of mind ones that could be needle movers for our listeners out there, our coaches, our consultants, our just our subscriber and listener base out there. Let's talk about business continuity planning. I know we kind of touched on this in the past couple of weeks, but we haven't really done a quote-unquote deep dive with it. I thought it was appropriate not only because of the timeliness with the pandemic going on, but obviously, you know, since you so kindly allowed me to join Jeff Hedgie's mastermind, this was one of the focal points of our conversation last Wednesday night for the mastermind. And a shout out to Jeff. You know, if you don't know, follow him on Instagram, on his Facebook, on his, I believe he's on Twitter as well, but also on LinkedIn. He's just a great business coach and consultant, Canadian American, has kind of a funny accent, but he's a really great guy, and already learning a lot and having a short amount of time. So Jeff Hedgie, H-E-G-G-I-E. Make sure you follow him and his mastermind groups. But business continuity, right? So there's different ways to define this, but in essence, you know, it's a process. And it's a process that starts with some sort of, I would say, requirements definition, goals, mission. It could all be bundled under the same item, right? So step one is define what it is you're trying to accomplish. Define your requirements, define your goal, your mission, your objective, right? Step and really in this step, you should be doing thorough market sensing as part of it. And what we mean by market sensing is you should be pulsing the key contributors across your organization, outside of your organization, to make sure that you've captured all the essential requirements that are part of this process. Step two, strategy determination. This is when you're really getting more clear on, okay, now that we know what we need to build the house, right? We're going to put our strategy of how we're going to build the house, you know, i.e. our business house together, right? And during this process, you're really getting clear on process. You're getting clear on tangibles, intangibles. Key contributors, people that you know that are going to be essential to this. There's an exercise I do, and it's not going to be related to this, but it kind of could be, which is when I go through some of my workshops, we'll do a board of directors. We call it a board of directors exercise, vision exercise. And the idea is that your close circle, right, of people, you know, i.e. your five friends or eight friends or whatever of influence, are going to be the most likely people to influence not only your personal behavior and decisions, but also your business decisions and your business outcomes. And so if you take that same principle or exercise and apply it to business continuity planning, it's the same principle, right? So step number two, again, business requirements definition, or I'm sorry, strategy determination and definition. Step number three, implementation and documentation. So now you're getting into actually the nitty-gritty of, okay, we're actually going to do it. So again, step one, if we're going to use the metaphor of building a house, step one, you've defined, hey, here's the landscape, here's the ground, here's the soil saturation level, you know, it's on a flat ground or a not flat ground, right? You know, and to step two, we're actually saying, okay, to construct this house, the stucco Spanish style house that I want to build, it's going to require these materials. It's going to require these experts to be part of the process, right? Step three, when we're actually doing that, we're now building the house. So we've employed or implored certain individuals to build this house i.e. house, right? Or it could be business, or it could be business campaign or project. And we're documenting it along the way. And this is the second part of this step three, Bruce, is where people often overlook it. And I can't tell you how many times when people this step, it's like, I just want to pull my hair because you might as well have done it to begin with. reference Tony Robbins, what gets managed gets measured, and what gets measured ultimately helps drive your thresholds of success. So if you're not managing and monitoring your implementation along the way, you're not going to know, hey, how many nails did I need to, you know, put together, you know, the framing for this bathroom, right? Or you're just missing out on essential ingredients. Because ultimately, at the end of this process, if you do this right, you should have a blueprint. And then that blueprint becomes replicatable. It literally becomes a rinse and repeat replicatable process. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. I mean, a lot of what we do as coaches, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Bruce, but is a lot of rinse and repeat. It's borrowed information that we've taken. We've maybe put our own twist on it. We've adapted it to be our own. And then we come out with our own coaching program accordingly. Right. I mean, I'm sure you do that with your clients. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
So, yes. You know, we're just doing more of that. Right. And I'm sure you can reference, you know, particular programs or tips and tricks and all that you've gathered along the way that have helped contribute to that. But, you know, implementation again, step three, implementation and documentation. Step four. So now we're going to get into program, what we call PMO or program management and testing, right? So now that it's been implemented, or the frame and the house, your stucco Spanish style, beautiful home in the, you know, on the beach and the cliffs of Laguna Beach has been built, you know, it's overlooking the ocean. You walk out, you smell the fresh ocean air, and it's just everything you ever hoped for. Well, Now you got to say, okay, is our smart home working, right? Are all the other intangibles working? You start testing directly and indirectly, and some of this could be environmental. Like, it's raining on and off today. So some of the people here in Southlake, especially in the low spots, are going to probably have some flooding. It's funny, I'll send you a picture, Bruce, but for the last, month since I've been here, you know, Melora, she is just the queen of everything home improvement projects. So she's been building in the backyard a French drain from what's kind of like a high spot down to a lower spot that basically dumps into a it's not a river, but it's just a little stream area, right? Because when it rains too much, it has consistently flooded in this area, and her and my dad obviously got tired of it flooding the backyard, ruining a bunch of their stuff. So my mom, being the thrifty, you know, home improvement individual she is, she's like, well, shit, I can build my own, you know, French drain and system in the back. And my God, she has. And she's pretty much done with it, actually. So it probably came in handy today, as we got, you know, a bit of precipitation here, you know, in almost April timeframe. So, but program management and testing, you know, you're testing not only what it was maybe designed for initially, but you're testing and directly and indirectly. Again, some of this is environmental. Again, to use the home example, if you built a home and you built it on a hill, if it's really windy, you know, like the old biblical principle, a house that's built on a strong foundation will not crumble or will not waver, you know, in the wind. It'll stand strong, right? And think about that for your business. What is your business really based in? Some businesses, by the way, Bruce, if you're in the business of certain things right now, retail, I would say, is very, you know, very exposed right now. There's a lot of other businesses that are extreme, you know, certain direct touch services, I would say, are extremely exposed right now, just because of the sensitivity with this coronavirus, right? And if you're in that line of business and you're not pivoting from what you've been doing, you're full right now, because this the pandemic's not going to change. The timing of when it ends might change. You know, I know some reports are estimating it'll be over in a couple months. Some are estimating it'll be over in a couple years. I don't know. I think it's somewhere in between. I do think, and I hope that here in America, we take our time with it and we do it once and we do it right. As they say, cut, you know, or measure twice, cut once. You know, when it comes to something like this, the worst thing we can do is to unquarantine or, you know, too early and re-expose the population before, you know, we've truly, you know, cleared everything out from an illness perspective, from a virus perspective. So, but number four, again, program management and testing. And then last but not least, the fifth step is program initiation. So you've built the house. The house has been tested directly and indirectly. You know, you find your requirements, you determine the strategy, you've implemented and documented it. Again, you've program managed and tested. And now you're creating a program out of it, right? So my example from a business perspective earlier was like, hey, if you're a coach, if you're an educator of any kind, you know, I would be thinking about how you can package any and all material that you either have or that you possess or that you've created over the years into a consumable format that can be partially or fully monetizable right now, because that is going to likely be the modality of business for the next several years to come, right? People right now, as they transition out of this coronavirus, are not going to be thinking about how they can go right back to all their networking groups and do everything in person. This is literally changing the way that we operate and conduct business as we know it. It is, quote, a new norm. That's just what it is. Hate to break it to you out there, all you old folks, you know, you old timers, but whether you like it or not, this was the swift kick in the ass, okay? Things are changing. And as much as you wanted to go back to the old ways, they're not. They're not. So these new norms are here. They're here to stay. I do think, you know, in time, some of the new norms, like the excessive amount of maybe Zooming and all that that's going on right now, you know, that'll start to subside a bit, right? I think, you know, like in a higher education system, you know, whether you're a course instructor formally or you have educational courses, you know, it'll go back to, hey, we can offer these in person as well. Absolutely. But if you can capitalize on the online game right now and scale the business faster and you know, with a higher propensity of success, you might even consider scrapping the in-person, or as they call it in higher education, you know, the grounded version of the program to begin with anyway, right? So keep that in mind. And this business continuity planning, this can be used for basically anything. I mean, we talked about everything from building a home to your business. It can be used for your finances. It can be used for operational, for brand management, customer development, supply chain and logistics, regulatory, HR, you name it. Business continuity can literally touch pretty much every aspect in any industry you could ever think of, right? And, you know, if you do it and you do it right, again, you're left with this blueprint that you can now say, huh, I developed it for this home and I now want to build another home just like it. Guess what? You now have the blueprints. Rinse and repeat. Stamp, rinse and repeat, right? So I'll just pause there. You know, I don't know, Bruce, if you have anything to interject with. I know that was quite a bit there, but, you know, this stuff just gets me so excited.
Yeah, it is exciting stuff. Also, Justin, check your nimmergood.com email. One of the emails I sent you just here moments ago is a huge resource that maybe we can go over some of those resources for business next week. Maybe we can have our Small Business Monday and kind of further some of the things you're talking about. It's a nice email with a plethora of resources for small businesses and whatnot. Anyway, so yeah, it's just going to be an interesting time of disaster recovery and then, surging markets, and then things will level out. But just, you know, being in the position in the trough right now, it's just not a good place to be. And I'm glad that you're fired up about some of this stuff where I wouldn't say I'm in survival mode. I'm definitely, with one eye open, looking at everything with a fine tooth comb. Also there's a breaking point. I think every business has a breaking point. Like, how long can you go until, you
know, right.
And you gotta go, right. You gotta know when to call it quits. And so, or not quits, but either fold up or go hibernate or do what I did and look at that forklift certification, keep the lights on. Hoping for a speedy recovery, and every state's different, right? So, I mean, some states will activate and come out of this sooner than others. So we'll just have to be patient as possible and hang in there and see what happens.
Yeah, you're right. Some states will be at a different pace than others. Some individuals will as well. I think the thing that will be consistent across the board is the absolute necessity to be on top of your game, you know, to be your best self, like we talked about briefly earlier, and to capitalize on market transitions. I mean, time and time again, if you look at history, right? And I'm going to give another good book for our listeners out there, and it's a timely one, and it's called Pendulum, and it's by Michael Drews and Roy Williams. Look it up, Pendulum. And this book really deals with historical swings between me and we, what they call as me and we cycles. And it actually was one of the primary backdrops of my first book, Entrepreneurship. Why is this important? Well, if you look at history of time, we go through all kinds of cycles, right? Those people, the super wealthy, abundant, successful, happy, joyous, and people that pay it forward, those people consistently capitalize on market transitions that we've been talking about. They not only capitalize on them, they have predictive ability to know that they're coming. I'll be honest, I'm obviously not shocked isn't the right word. I was surprised by the global pandemic. But I'm not surprised by the global impact and the timing of it. What I mean by that is a couple of years ago, I foresaw, you know, through some of my own research and just staying attuned to the economy and, you know, other experts and staying dialed in, that there was going to be a market adjustment, right? Like, you know, you look at the stock market over time, there's some adjustments over time. And I just had this gut feeling that it was going to be this year. And obviously, it wasn't so much as a result of the stock market or even the presidency, although some would maybe argue against that. It's been as a result of this global pandemic. I mean, fill in the blank, right? And that was certainly the case. Now, I'm certainly no Warren Buffett or Tony Robbins or any of the Robert Kiyosaki or any of these just absolutely brilliant minds out there. But be aware of these things, folks. I mean, and the more you can dial in and invest in yourself, invest in personal development, learn from others, you're going to be dialed into a frequency that is so high and so rapid and so fulfilling. You'll start to hear rumblings. You'll start to see things that others around you that aren't dialed in won't be able to. And then when you see these things and you're dialed into that frequency, you can absolutely capitalize on those opportunities, i.e. the Robinhood investments and fundraise investments and small business SBA, you know, making sure that you're at the forefront of that and capitalizing on that, you know, little things, right? There's no reason, there's no excuse for it, right? Because you're either going to be an early adopter, innovator, someone that's truly defining the market, or you're going to be someone that's a laggard, that's behind on the market, and that's probably behind on your bills. That's the reality. And that's speaking from experience, by the way. And I've been on both sides of the spectrum, right? I'm currently working my way out of some financial duress, right?
Right.
But I've learned a thing or two through this process, and you have to be on top of this stuff.
if you want to be on the cutting, breaking edge, and you want to be a true leader in the world, so to speak.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Well, we got about just under four minutes left, so some good information out there, and you know, if you can take a look at that email I gave you. It's got a lot of good small business resources. Also, don't forget to file for unemployment. Those of you who've lost your jobs here in Texas, the Texas Workforce Commission expediting unemployment applications, and for many folks that's a legitimate thing. You know, no shame to my game, and that's what unemployment's there for times like this. And if you do qualify for unemployment, you were laid off your job or what have you, and you're eligible for unemployment, please consider doing that. Every little bit helps. And it's, you know, and this is one of those no fault situations. You know, many of you didn't deserve to get laid off or fired. And it's something that you really are truly a victim. You were doing your job, you were working, and all of a sudden this happened. And then all of a sudden you don't have a job. And so please, you know, please take the time and put aside any other pride issues and do what you need to do and get what you have eligible for to help support yourself and your family through this trying time. So,
yeah. Thanks for bringing up unemployment. I totally forgot about that, or didn't forget about it, but slipped my mind. Absolutely make sure you're doing that as well. It's a little different process for 1099s out there, but make sure you're doing that. And the last thing I'll add before we bring it home here, Bruce, is don't forget the importance of some of the core character competencies like humility, gratitude, paying it forward. If you're a believer, tithing. It's something that I also got back into within the last month. And it's amazing. The more you give, the more you get. I know it's kind of a fundamentally impractical thought, but it really does work. You can't give with the expectation of getting, but when you give out of the goodness of your heart and you do it out of principles that are solid and grounded, wow, you'll be amazed at what happens. You'll be amazed at what happens. I have some crazy stories maybe that I'll save for next week about, you know, my tax return situation compared to my financial situation and how that all worked out this year. So,
all right. Well, there it is. Yep. Well, folks, another great show here on the Concierge Coaches Show, COVID-19 edition. And be with us next week. Be with us next week for another episode, and we'll bring you some more information. We may or may not have a guest, but nonetheless, we'll have a lot of information to assist our listeners through this crisis. I can be reached through conciergecoach.net, and feel free to see us on our social media platforms, the Concierge Coaches on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And Justin, where can folks reach you?
Yeah, people can still reach me at nimmergood.com, and my email is justin@nimmergood.com. So I look forward to connecting with many of you over the coming weeks as we all band together and work through this global pandemic.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, and we'll see everybody here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed, safe, and virus-free, stay healthy week. Take care. See you next time.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.